As of yesterday, the Department of Workforce Development said the state had about $134 million in its unemployment fund. That's down from around $550 million at one point last year. Workforce Development spokesman Dick Jones says preliminary figures show roughly 159,000 people had outstanding jobless claims as of the end of last week. That's about a 56% increase compared to the same week a year ago. Jones says it will force the state to borrow to cover unemployment benefits for the first time since the early 80s.
But as we have been saying all along, I want to assure people that all people who are eligible for unemployment benefits will receive them.
Jones says the state will likely apply for the federal money in February. The last time that happened, it took about 7 years to repay the loan. Jones says if you look at the last 3 months of last year, unemployment claims were actually higher than they were during the recession of the early 80s. Wisconsin's overall unemployment rate has so far trailed behind the national average. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.